A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we are honoring these two leaders, Peter and Paul, important persons in our spiritual tradition. From the title, the implication is that they are of equal importance, but from the readings that are presented, Peter is given more attention. What each of these have to offer for our spiritual growth and development needs to be kept in balance. Peter is the one who gives stability. As Jesus says in Luke about Peter, "I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Paul is the one who is in touch with where the divine wants to insert the divine's presence and message. Paul challenges us as a community not to be enclosed in ourselves, but to offer the message of healing and hope to those that are outside our present community structure. We need to keep in mind the radical decision Paul made by stating that to be a follower of Jesus the Christ, a male person did not need to be circumcised. Many of those in the normal Jewish tradition thought that this was not a right position. For them, circumcision was a sign of their covenant with the divine. To be a righteous male Jew, you needed to be, and to be in a covenant with the divine, you needed to be circumcised. But Paul was advocating that because of Jesus' presence and message, and because of the message to whom Paul was delivering the message, circumcision did not need to be required. Faith in Jesus Christ and living the requirements of his message was what established the new covenant. Today, are we being asked, like Paul, and as Paul felt he was being asked, to broaden our view who is to be welcomed into the family of God? And as in Paul's day, this issue is not easily resolved. But it seems to me we need to be paying attention to the Pauline fingers in our midst who are asking us to broaden our view of what it means to be human, and what that means for some of our institutions. Paul does establish local churches and sets up stable communities more in line with the spirit of Peter, but then he moves on to present the Christian message to others. These institutions are to be at the service of the message, not to be ends in themselves, as often Paul indicates in his letters. The tension between a stable community and delivering a prophetic message still exists today.
those of us who want to have a stabilized or central structure, to the extent of even going back to what was perceived as a more stable time, which it seems to me is perceived to be more in line with the role of Peter. And certainly the gospel reading accentuates this view. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Whereas in 2 Timothy, we have a letter in all likelihood created by Paul himself stating, "The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all Gentiles hear it." And in our own time, we have been seeing these two approaches being played out. John Paul II and Benedict presented a more Petrine approach to the Church, whereas the late Pope Francis took a more Pauline approach, urging us to move out to the poor, to the marginalized, and those considered the Gentiles of our own day. So how are we in our time holding in tension the role of Paul and the role of Peter, so that no one gets excluded from the hopeful and healing message of Jesus?